trending stories of the day. Hashtag SAFM Sunrise.
Well, the Minister of Employment and Labour, Thulisa Ncesi, has now introduced two new bills that seek to limit the small businesses that foreign nationals can start and would set quotas for foreign nationals in certain areas, such as hospitality or tourism. It would also apply to people like Uber drivers. You'd set quotas on platform operators, I think is the official phrase. This is all open for public comment. Well, let's speak to the Minister now, Thulisa Ncesi. He's the Minister of Employment and Labour. Minister, good morning. Thank you for your time this morning.
Morning, Stephen, and morning to the listeners.
These bills are now published for public comment. Firstly, when you talk about quotas for foreign nationals in certain sectors, how are you planning that? What's the aim? What do you want to do?
First, Stephen, you know that there's an issue of the expectations from South African regarding access to work opportunities, given that now we're faced with very high unemployment. And this national labor migration policy, which we have released for public comment, and the proposed legislation is trying to introduce these quotas, as you have said, on a number of foreign nationals in certain industries. We've talked about agriculture, hospitality, tourism, construction, but this list might not be exhaustive. There might be others which might have been identified by the other people. Others are talking about the freight and that industry. So the intention, therefore, is to say, where you have the skills which are not in the critical skills list, we must try, I don't want to say ring fence, we must try and regulate how you're bringing in the foreigners. Because what has happened, the labor market has been distorted by the employers who decide that they are going to undermine every law and they decide to bring in the workers at the lower rates without the basic benefits and basic conditions of employment are not there. We are trying to correct that. And as a result, sometimes this is displacing in some areas some of the South African workers, especially at low skills level. So these are the issues which we are trying to address by amending this law. And again, look at what is happening in the trade, small traders. Most of the shops in the rural areas, in the townships, have just been taken over by the Somali colleagues and the Pakistanis, and without any laws which are being applied there. And municipalities have just allowed for a laissez faire approach in terms of that, because they are supposed to be in control of that space.
So would it be by company, so Uber can employ so many foreign nationals, for example, or a proportion, or say a branch of a restaurant, say a restaurant, just for argument's sake, employs 100 people, would you then say that restaurant or a branch of that restaurant can employ, I don't know, 5%, 50%, whatever you decide? Is that how you do it? You do it as a sort of percentage of the workforce?
At this stage, we have not yet determined the quotas because it will be illegal.
No, sure.
We must first deal with the law, but the intention is to do exactly that. But it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all in terms of the sectors. In some of them, you might say 10%. In some, you might say 5%. In some of them, you might say ring-fence the whole particular industry for that. But what you cannot do in terms of the law, in terms of the constitution and international conventions, you can't bend them totally.
Okay. So you also, as I understand it, want to limit foreign nationals. And the phrase that's been used, I think, is small businesses. So from starting small businesses in certain sectors. Do you really mean spaza shops?
Come again?
So as I understand what's been said, you want to limit foreign nationals from starting small businesses. You would say in certain sectors, foreign nationals can't own or start small businesses. Do you mean spaza shops? Is that what you mean?
Amongst others, it's spaza shops. In others, it's you're talking about the shops. You can see this. Some of these guys have big old sales. And so amongst others, it's the spaza shops. And again, the spaza shops becomes outstanding because you can see what is going on there. There's no regulation whatsoever. including the health issues and so on.
There are court judgments that allow refugees to work, and I just raise this because I can just see that during this debate someone might well go to court. So would this apply to foreign nationals who are refugees as well, or would it not apply to them?
This process, we've been driving it as about 13 ministers. And the people who were convening this process was the Minister of Home Affairs, Minister Motsoaledi, and myself. And we were alive to all those issues. That is why. And we have been using, the ILO has been party to it. We've been talking to constitutional and legal aspects. We've been part of our teams to deal with all these matters. And definitely we're alive to the issue which we are raising. But what we are saying, we can be able to regulate, but not to ban. That's the difference. We can't ban them from coming into the country. And you must also differentiate between legal and illegal migrant workers. And the crisis has been created by a lot of companies recruiting illegal migrant workers who are without the documents and so on, not respecting the protocols they are supposed to follow and the permits which they are supposed to get and so on. That's where the crisis has been created. But even with the legal ones, as you are indicating, they have the rights. And once they are here, they are protected. And they must enjoy the human rights as in the Constitution and as per the international conventions as migrants and refugees. By the way, even if you are an illegal migrant, once you are inside this particular country, the laws of the country will apply to you in terms of your human rights protections. Sure. And so on.
We have various numbers from government about how many foreign nationals are in South Africa. I think during your briefing yesterday, someone in your department, it may have been yourself, mentioned 4 million foreign nationals. I don't know if that's accurate. We then have the lived experience, and I don't know if you listen to us in the mornings, Minister, but we get so many calls from people, from South Africans on a daily basis, saying foreign nationals are taking South African jobs. For some reason, we get so many calls from truck drivers on this. Do you believe that is happening, that foreign nationals are taking jobs from South Africans? Is that what you as the minister believe?
I don't want to pit the workers from the continent against the workers in South Africa. To me, there is a distortion of the labor market, which is done by the companies, by taking those employees and give them very inferior conditions of service or no conditions and pay them less salaries. They are responsible for that. And of course, the perception becomes like it's the foreign workers, who are taking the jobs of the nationals. The reality, this is encouraged by the employers who want to exploit these desperate migrants or refugees who are here as a result of political instability. But if the matter is not controlled and regulated properly, that's why it creates the tensions. I don't believe that it is about that. I believe that to an extent, the companies tend to want to replace the locals with the foreign workers, and they are creating the problems. It's an expectation. I mean, it's a perception that the foreigners are taking the jobs. The reality is, it is the employers. But it's also that perception is correct now. Sure. It's real that the employers are distorting the labor market.
So there is another issue here, and I don't want to take anything away from the lived experience. As I've just said, we receive many phone calls from many people who say this, and they say that this is their life. But there's also a lack of numbers, isn't there? I mean, a lack of research. I'm not blaming you for that, Minister. I think it's a much bigger problem. Is it possible? I mean, just as an example, we spoke to the chief director in the Labour Department. He would be someone who works for you, around how many foreign nationals are employed in South Africa. And he told us, I forget his name at the moment, but he told us that in terms of companies that report for employment equity figures, less than 1% of the people who reported for that were foreign nationals. Now, those are bigger companies. Those are not smaller companies. But what I'm getting to is that is the lack of hard research, the lack of hard numbers, making it harder to make policy on this. There's a risk that you may be in a position where you have to make policy. I think you do have to make policy. But you have to make policy without numbers, without hard numbers that would make it easier.
Now, Stephen, listening to our DDG yesterday, who is responsible for this directorate, did refer to the numbers which were based on the Statistics South Africa. But that was the 2017 figures. And we hope now out of this census we would be able to get some numbers. However, we have also put our own teams now and working together with the institutions, universities, to dig deeper into this issue of the numbers. And I think the picture is going to be getting clearer and clearer. So we need to do this. The numbers are there. They might not be quite spot on, but there are numbers which are there, which we've been using as a basis of this, including the numbers which are coming from the ILO itself. Mm-hmm. It has given us some numbers, but we are taking it head on now, also with our own research department, to do our own independent research working with the universities.
Minister, I really appreciate the time. Thank you very much indeed. Tulus Ncesi is the Minister of Employment and Labour. You're with SAFM, 20 minutes after 7.